behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin.
I'm Ben Bolin.
Ben, I got a question for you.
All right, Scott, shoot.
All right, so my question is this. Have you ever been just driving down the road and you ever wonder, all right, well, I'm comfortable cruising along here, but what if? Just what if I just jam my car into reverse? Would it, in a cartoon way, as you like to say, would it cartoonishly just stop immediately and reverse back into traffic behind me, or would it create kind of a funny pattern on the ground as the wheels started to go backwards? What would happen if I were to shift into reverse while I was driving at highway speeds?
I think about it all the time, and I'm glad that we're bringing it up today, because honestly, every time I'm driving home, man, my hand just hesitates for a second. I wonder, is today the day?
Am I going to do it? Am I going to do it today? Yeah, it just might be the time. But, you know, I can tell you that you should not do that, and there's a lot of good reasons, and
right.
People that have kind of tested all this. So we'll talk about that today. And
we're joking a little bit, of course. I'm not on some razor edge to doing something very stupid with a car.
Are you?
That involves the shifting in reverse. I had to qualify it there.
Are you sure? Yeah, okay.
This is not the intervention episode.
It could be, though, because, you know, I think a lot of people have had kind of that thought is that...
Yeah, what happens?
What happens, and really, how are you ever going to know what happens unless you really do it? So there's this curiosity, like human curiosity, just wonders what would happen, but you know better than to do it. You know that you don't want to do it because your head is also telling you, I shouldn't do this because I know a transmission is expensive. If I screw something
right.
up, you know, a car is expensive. No matter what, I mean, mechanical repairs, very, very costly. And something like this, when you're talking about transmission, possible engine damage, axle damage, whatever it causes, that's going to be expensive. You know it's going to be expensive. So, I don't know. It's something that people think about, I know, but hopefully no one is ever really going to do this.
Right. And we have some fairly simple and persuasive explanations about this too, that have changed along with the evolution of car technology, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, it's changed over the years. And I'll tell you the way it's changed because there's some modern advances, I guess, if you want to put it that way, really. I mean, it seems pretty simple, really, when we talk about it, but we'll get to it. I mean, I know that, you know, people are staring, people really are though, they're staring at that, that shift knob or that shifter, you know, the automatic. And it's just like, well, just two clicks north and I'm in reverse. I wonder what happens.
It's just like that old gag of the big red button that says do not push.
Exactly. And how long can you resist? How long can you resist doing it? But, the good news is, I guess, Ben, you want to just fill them in with the good news first?
Yeah.
The good news is if you were to try to do this at highway speeds, you simply wouldn't be able to get your car in reverse.
No, it's just not going to work. And that's because, consider, if you will, a manual transmission. If you're driving a manual transmission, then the reverse gear on your vehicle is actually, it's pretty simple. It's not rocket science in a lot of vehicles.
No, definitely not.
There's just, you know, everybody knows what a transmission is. You got the shaft, gets its power from the engine. It has teeth on it that are used to engage reverse. So there's another shaft that'll drive the wheels, and it also has teeth on it that are used for reverse.
And one of the key points of this is they're turning in opposite directions.
Right. Yeah. Very good point. So when you engage reverse, all that happens is that there's another gear that literally pushes in between these two shafts and engages those two sets of teeth. This gear slides its own teeth in to match the teeth of those shafts, and then it engages them, and boom, you've got reverse.
Exactly. So you said that, you know, there's one shaft that's engine power and one shaft that's to the wheels, and as you can imagine, you know, it's in forward motion, right?
Right.
So they're turning in opposite directions. You can just picture this gear actually literally physically dropping into place sliding into place between these two and trying to match up. And it's just not going to happen.
Because they're going too fast.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no synchro on this or anything like that. I mean, if the synchro that you were thinking about is the way that the gears are cut, a lot of times a reverse gear is cut with straight teeth. I don't know if that's still the case anymore. Maybe they are cut in conical fashion.
Yeah, but we know back in the day they were straight.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good example. I want to tell you something about this because just recently, and I think I mentioned this, my neighbor has that old 1931
Model A,
right?
The Model A.
And the Model A, it's actually a 31 Model A Victoria, and it was his father's car that was restored, and he You know, he's told me the story about this weekend, this past weekend. I was out doing yard work, and he was just trying to get it out and stretch it for a little bit. You know, he was backing it out of the driveway. So I talked to him about it, and he said that his dad bought this car after he and some friends had bought another vehicle or had gone to the World's Fair, I guess, at some point in one of these things, like a, you know, spring break road trip type thing. They slept in it, did everything in this car. And then when he came back, he wanted to buy one and restore it. So he bought a parts car, which was really torn apart to nothing.
Yeah.
And he built this car. So he kind of restored it, I guess, in that way. He built it, and then now he owns it. And he took me for a ride, and all the way, even shifting forward gears, we were grinding the gears like crazy. And I was kind of giving him a sideways look, like, what's going on here? You know, because he's a good driver. I mean, he's better at this than that.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, by the way, this thing has completely straight gears on it. It's straight cut gears. They just don't mesh together all that well. You have to match the revs, and you have to be able to pop it in exactly. He was double clutching.
Wow.
The whole time he was double clutching. And so almost every gear resulted in a grinding sound.
Uh-huh.
And I can imagine that, you know, this is the way that trying to get into reverse would be, only even more difficult in a standard car.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried shifting your car in reverse while your car is still rolling?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a manual transmission vehicle?
In a manual?
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool.
No, because I've done this too. You push in the clutch, you start to roll a little bit down the driveway backwards.
Right.
And then you want to put the car in reverse. It doesn't work that way.
No.
You got to stop the car, put it in reverse, and then you can, you know, carry on.
That's the thing, though. For the vast majority of cases, 90% plus, the only time you will be able to engage reverse on any vehicle is when it is stationary.
Yeah, stationary or at minimum. And I think some of these even go as high as, like, between 3 and 5 miles
per
hour.
Yeah, it's 3 and 5.
Now, shifting into reverse at 5 miles per hour, that's a bad idea. Shifting into reverse at 3 miles per hour is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only time you should shift in reverse is when you're at a dead stop, because it would be such an abrupt motion to go from 3 miles per hour to reverse, because that's what you do. You'd instantly go backwards.
Yeah.
It's just a bad, bad idea. I don't think it's something. And a lot of manufacturers are creating systems that won't allow that to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can think of.
Before we go into that, though, I do have to say.
What's that?
We have to put in a caveat, man. I can't believe I didn't even think about this.
What's this?
But for the modern age, if you were listening to Car Stuff First, thank you, and you were driving, the thing we have to say is drive safe. Don't let this episode make you think that in any way it's a good idea to go in reverse.
No.
Never do it. Never do it on the off chance that something bad happens.
Exactly.
Your transmission's not going to explode because you're probably not going to be able to do it, but just don't do it.
Yeah, the damage that you'll cause, I mean, even if it's minor, just from trying it is not going to be a good idea. I mean, you're going to have some type of damage if you do this.
And imagine the social damage if you're riding with your friends and you go, hey, yeah, I'm a wild card, I'm crazy, let's shift in reverse, and it just makes a bad grind sound and nothing really happens.
Yeah, there's like a buzzing sound almost that you'll hear, like a whirring sound, and it's hard to explain.
Not
it's almost
cool,
like
though.
Almost like that drill that we hear upstairs sometimes in the studio.
Yeah, somewhere between grinding gears and a dentist drill.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good explanation, Ben. It's similar to that. Now, a lot of people have said, you know, I accidentally shifted into it. You know, my knee bumped the shifter or whatever, and that's possible.
That does happen.
And that's when you're going to hear that buzzing sound.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, some of the older transmissions, the manual transmissions, if you think about it, a lot of these had, you know, a ring or something like that, a lockout ring that you would have to pull up with your index finger and your middle finger and pull that up as you reverse, you know, shift in reverse.
That's a good, before we talk about the rest of lockout rings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we see this kind of go on in the modern day, right?
Sure.
I wanted to tell you about something that I'm pretty excited about.
What's that?
So speaking of fantastic segues.
we're talking about lockouts.
We're back to lockouts.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying earlier, really good note there about pulling the lockout ring for reverse.
Yeah, there for a while have been some mechanical lockouts. Now, the shifter, you know, on some of the older manual transmissions did have some of those pull up tabs, you know, like right below the shift knob, which you would grasp with your two fingers and pull it up as you shift into reverse, right?
Yeah.
I think you're accustomed with that probably, right? Or you would have to push down on the shifter to access reverse gear. So, like, you know, you had to push it over, push it down and then into reverse. And that's the way you physically were locked out of reverse gear. The same thing would happen. You know, you would bump it and it would just feel like you couldn't get into that gear.
Yeah, it just wouldn't go, move.
Even if you were at speed and you were trying to do that, let's say you're going 50 miles an hour and you tried to push down the shifter and push it in reverse, you would still get that grinding, whirring sound. You wouldn't be able to get it physically into reverse gear anyway. So, you know, in that case, it still wouldn't work. But now recently, this doesn't go back. Well, actually, it goes back farther than you might think. But there have been some electronic lockouts as well. And I was reading about a few Chevrolet examples, and some of these mention a reverse inhibit or reverse lockout solenoid that this thing uses. Now, these are on electronic automatic transmissions, typically, in that the PCM or the power control module operates it operates the solenoid that is actually keeping you locked out of reverse gear. So it's grounded. The circuit's grounded based on vehicle speed. So, you know, if you're going 3 to 5 miles per hour or even slower, 3 to 5 miles per hour or slower, the reverse solenoid will allow you to shift into reverse. But if you're going faster than that, it keeps you locked out. It's a physical barrier that's put up that prevents you from shifting into reverse. So, you know, once the solenoid is energized and mechanically blocks you from shifting into reverse position, that's something that you're not going to be able to accomplish at all. I mean, you're going to have to find a way to physically override that. There's going to have to be some shenanigans pulled with your transmission in order to allow you to do it. And, it's just something you're not going to be able to do, really. I mean, if you're a mechanic and you wanted to really play around with that, you could make it happen. But then again, you're not going to physically be able to get it into reverse again for the reasons that we talked about prior. This is just a safety that's put in place so that you don't cause any, you know, inadvertent damage to the
transmission. So you don't have the accidental bump. I have a little anecdote with that.
Sure.
Okay, so one of my friends who shall remain nameless and one of his kids, he was driving, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got a kid who is – this kid is awesome, right, Scott? Mm-hmm. Let me just say that before I say anything else about what this kid did.
Okay.
This kid is awesome. But
you're protecting this kid.
This kid is pretty impulsive too. Mm-hmm. So, he was very young at the time, and he was going through this period where he's just old enough to be out of a car seat, but you had to have the child locks on at all time because this little monster would open the door, try to duck and roll and everything. And,
Ben, was this you?
This was not me. It was totally not me. This is a friend of mine, his kid. So his kid, they saw Fast and Furious. Probably not appropriate for a kid that young, but still, little guy loves cars. This kid is now obsessed with drifting and how drifting works.
Oh,
things
boy.
Like that. Yeah. So he reached over while the dad's driving, you know, one day and just tried to grab the stick and push it, you know, like into reverse or just playing with it. You know, he doesn't know how to drive. He didn't know what he's doing. And then my buddy said, you know, my heart jumped in my throat. And then out my butt, just for a second, he said, I heard this grinding, and I thought, is this how it ends?
Oh, my gosh.
Going reverse at 50 miles an hour.
He hit reverse.
Yeah, he hit reverse, but it didn't work, of course. He got locked out.
Of course, yeah.
And then, so the kid, I think, didn't get why his dad was just so wildly upset with him.
Oh, man.
And here's the other part, though. He was telling me, he's like, now, you know, when I'm driving by myself, I kind of wonder, like, What would happen if I did it?
What would have happened?
Yeah, and I say, don't try it.
Yeah, no.
Don't do it.
You've already had the example given to you.
And that's the only thing that will happen.
Nothing happens. You get that whirring sound, and thankfully no damage would happen. But
no, apparently it's really brief.
Yeah, if it's real brief, I mean, you may get lucky and nothing will happen, but don't push it.
No.
And, I was reading around online, and I've got a few different things here to mention.
Yeah.
We talked about the lockouts and stuff like that, right? Well, this is a guy that wrote in. Now, this is just kind of one of those internet question forums. You know, I don't know if it was like Yahoo questions or Yahoo Answers.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it. And someone wrote in and said exactly the same thing. What happens if you throw your car in reverse while driving forward at a high rate of speed? And, you know, a lot of the answers were, it just makes a loud clicking noise until it stops, but it won't completely trash your engine or transmission or whatever.
It's not good for it.
It's not good for it. It will do some damage. But one person wrote in and said this, Ben. This was intriguing to me because it kind of ties in with kind of this the last thing I guess I want to mention or ask people about, because it's kind of a myth or rumor that I've heard a long time ago. But this guy wrote in and said that it depends on the car model, the transmission, etc. So he's saying that maybe it's possible. And he says that I did this once in my old 1957 Chevy, And it was, but it was in the 1980s at the time when I did it, and I did it one time only. He shifted into reverse at speed. He was going about 25 miles per hour. And what it did was it actually made it into reverse. And
what?
It slowed, he said it slowed down real quick, and he's got it real underlined. It's, it slowed down real fast before he could get out of reverse. So maybe he didn't do it on purpose. Maybe it was an accidental shift. Before he got it out of reverse, no damage at all. Just able, he was able to continue driving on like nothing had happened.
That sounds
now,
lucky, huh?
I think it is. And he says that, you know, he mentions, of course, older cars could take it better. Many of the cars from the 1960s or the 1970s even, would have puked out their transmission's guts before you even did that. So, he's saying that, you know, even back in the 60s and 70s, it wouldn't have been able to do it. But in the 1950s, somehow he was able to get his.
What was it? A 57?
57 Chevy is what he said. Huh. Going 25 miles per hour, he's able to get it into reverse. Now, I don't see how that's possible. I mean, maybe it was a 1 in a million shot that, you know, the gears lined up and he was able to do it and he.
He won the lottery.
It seems like you would have to force it into gear to be able to do this, so it doesn't seem accidental to me.
Okay, what's your question then?
All right, well, I just wonder, okay, this ties into something that I had read about, or not read about, rather, but heard about from a friend's father.
All right.
Okay, this is a long time ago. This is in high school. A friend's father would tell me about doing this. This is like a car stunt, I guess.
Okay.
This is kind of my last thing, I suppose.
Right on.
I just wonder if our listeners have ever heard of anything like this, or if anything like this is even possible. Now, the guy was from New Jersey, and he was older at the time. He was probably close to retirement age back when I was in high school. So I'm trying to picture when this would be. This would be like the 1940s, maybe.
Okay.
1950s, maybe, in New Jersey. And he was talking about something called called J-hook turns or a fish hook turn or a fish hook move or something like that.
Okay.
And what it would do is it would lay down this pattern on the street, your tires would, of a fish hook or a J on the road when you would do this. Now, this is how bad this is. They would go straight down the street, you know, like headed down the street really fast and then just jam the car into reverse. And what would happen is the wheels would start to spin backwards as you're still moving forwards. And so that would cause like a straight line pattern. And then as you continue to accelerate, because you're now in reverse, you're accelerating and the car would kind of come to a stop and then slow down to a stop and then reverse direction. It would come backwards. And then you would let off the gas, and that would be this pattern of like a fish hook on the street.
Or like a very narrow.
Yeah, exactly. A very narrow fish hook or
two fish hooks, really.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And just like that. So I've got a little picture there, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, is that even possible? And that's what put into my mind, like, you know, is it possible to even shift in reverse? And apparently it's not. I wonder if this is just like a tall tale this guy was telling me.
Well, I don't know enough about 1940s vehicles.
I don't either.
To make a call on that, but I got to look into that. I want to. I know the website I'm going to go to.
See, the only thing that tells me that this might have been possible, and I hadn't believed this up until this point, was this guy being able to shift at 25 miles per hour into reverse. But that doesn't give you the speed that these guys were talking about to make this J pattern on the road.
Right. If they want to mark up the road, they're going to have to be going faster than 20.
Way faster than that. So I don't think it's even possible. I think it was just kind of a, big stuff talking, you know, that this is what we do back in Jersey, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Like, maybe there's something to it, man.
I don't know.
So that's the question, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how this is possible, but it was definitely, and the way that it was described to me is definitely you were driving.
Okay.
Jammed it in reverse. And then it would cause this fishhook pattern as you slowed down and then reverse direction, you know, at a quick rate of speed.
So can you fishhook pre-1960s cars?
Yeah, can you? And if you could, I mean, how many times could you do that before it just decided that that's enough, I'm done? You know, the transmission blows itself out because
that's another good question. Really
hard on the mechanical components in a transmission.
That's another good question.
Yeah.
And we hope that you guys write in to let us know your thoughts on this. Again, our two cases were a 1957 Chevy that once successfully went into reverse at 20 miles per hour.
Yeah. Is that true or not?
Yeah. And, the second one would be 1940s cars, apparently, although we don't know the maker model here, apparently able to hit reverse at much higher speeds and go in fish hooks. Now, Scott, you're shaking your head. You say no way.
I think it just isn't possible.
I mean, it was just Josh and you a bit?
I think it's a tall tale. Yeah, that's right. And honestly, you know, with this whole conversation that we've had with everybody about all of this from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Just don't try it.
Don't try it.
Just take our word for it. You're going to hear a whirring noise. There's going to be some kind of damage if you try it.
It's going to be so anticlimactic.
It really is. Just please don't do it.
Yeah, there are other stunts you can do in your car that we can talk about too.
Yeah.
But to show you how much we like having these questions answered and how much we love listener mail, let's go ahead and read some right now.
Sounds good.
All right, all right. Scott, this is another message for us from Facebook, courtesy of Greg with two G's, last initial B. Greg says, hey, guys, I just listened to your limousine episode and have a story for you, because we asked for some cool limo stories,
sure.
I think. At the time my wife turned 21, her mom was working part-time as a limo driver. She could borrow the limo if she wanted, and she decided to treat my wife to a limo ride to wherever she wanted to go for her birthday.
Oh, that sounds cool.
That's pretty cool, huh? Mm-hmm. She came and picked us up along with some friends of ours and their kids and my mom. So you're thinking, what kind of 21st birthday is this? Right. Good question. Greg says, I suppose I should also tell you that my wife happened to be pregnant with our daughter at the time, so there's not going to be any drinking on her part. Instead, we rolled up to Chuck E. Cheese. If you're unfamiliar, it's a pizza place with games and whatnot for kids.
Oh, boy.
And had some pizza and a great time with the kids. We got a few head turns and finger points, and good time was had by all. Keep up the great work. Listen to your podcast on my way to and from work each day on my 40-minute drive.
But see, it made a memorable evening for them, right?
Yeah, and look, I know that Chuck E. Cheese is for kids, but I'm such a huge fan of pizza that I would go up there by myself if it were allowed.
Who doesn't love pizza and video games anyways?
Right.
I mean, really, how un-American can you be if you like?
How unhuman can you be?
That's
inhuman,
a way.
I guess.
Yeah, that's right. So everybody loves pizza and video games. Everybody mm-hmm. loves limousines.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a fun evening.
That sounds like a fun evening to me. Greg, thanks so much for writing to us with an excellent limo story. It sounds like your wife's mom was doing some awesome stuff there as a limo driver.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting profession. I bet she's got some good stories.
I think that makes you technically best mom ever for that weekend.
I think all limo drivers have just fascinating stories.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like cab drivers, too, man. And truckers always have these amazing stories.
Completely different side of life that they see.
Yeah, and we'd like to hear your amazing stories. We hope you enjoyed our episode on why you cannot and should not put your car in reverse while you're at speed. And we'd like to hear some of your stories. So tell us about them. Send us a message or a post on Facebook. Check our Twitter for continual updates on everything interesting in the world of autos. Check out our website, of course, carstuffshow.com. Or send us your story and topic suggestion directly. Our email address is
carstuff@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.